They set it back up. Jones drives, spins, and has it thrown away. And they're going to call a foul on Olivia Jones. That's the second foul on Olivia Jones. She may have to go to the sidelines, and Davenport going to come in for her. Here's Oakland trailing by nine with the basketball. Eubank across the timeline, looks for help, gives it to Howe. He just checked in for Oakland. Back to Eubank. Long cross-court pass to Oliver. Stops. Riggins to the top of the key. Spot up. First bank three for Ellen Riggins. And just like that, they cut it to six. Here's Davenport. She answers with a first bank three of her own. Davenport with three. And it's 14-5 now. Riverdale thrilling, or make that leading by nine over Riverdale. Here's Oliver to House. House looks for help. Is it to Eubank? She finds down low as Oliver spins, stops, turns, they jump, Facebook jumper's no good. Gibson is there to put it up. Misses the shot with a pushing foul going to be called. And that's on Ty Petty, her first, and the third team foul on the Warriors. Gibson to the free throw line, a pretty good free throw shooter, I believe. And it's up, and it is no good. Shooting from the fans hitting air foul line. Fans hitting air has been providing unparalleled product services and support since 1966, 893-7930. Here's Gibson at the free throw line. The shot is up, and it is missed. Rebound, however, is Riggins on a great second effort. Riggins with five. 14-7. Riverdale leads. Petty walks it across. Now has it, top of the circle. Gives it inside the alley. Now back out to Lewis. Back to Petty. They'll set it back up. Maybe looking for the last shot here. If they find an opening, they'll take it. Here's Petty. Driving through a couple, now gets it intercepted almost, and gets it back. Over to Lewis in the corner, Davenport. Long jumper, three, it's good. Chubby Davenport, first bank three, she has six. Riggins, double teamed and now fouled. Going to be on Hurd. 17-7 our score, 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. Middleton coming back in. Ty Petty going to get a break. With 23 seconds left in this quarter. Lob pass into Eubank. Picked up by Hurd. Gets it across the timeline. Over right side to House. Trying to lob it. Lobs it right into the hands of the opposing player, Davenport. Long clear out to Lewis. Bounce pass inside to Hurd. Doesn't take the shot. Probably wise. Here's Davenport. She tries to drive, and now she's going to be fouled going in. Trying to dish off to Brandy Alley. Foul on Ellen Riggins. That's the 13th foul on Oakland. And Riverdale will throw it in. 5 seconds to go here in the quarter. Kaylin Oliver coming in for Riggins. Here's the long feed out to Davenport. 4 seconds. 3 seconds, two. Davenport spins, gives it out to Alley. She'll take the long jumper. It's good. It's a two, but it counts. At the end of the quarter, Riverdale takes a 19-7 lead. You're listening to State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
There is a difference at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We have a lot of people that just pull up and say, hey, my check engine light is on. Can you tell me what's wrong with it? And we don't charge for that.
That's Chuck Haynes with Murfreesboro Automotive.
A lot of stores will charge. We do that at no charge here. We feel like they'll probably become a customer if we do that.
From the simple oil change to major auto repair work, Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're on Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Murfreesboro Automotive.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS, it's brought to you by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimetimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online. Starting the second quarter of play was 19-7. I think that's what it is, having a little scoreboard problem. I know it's not 17-0. Tom Crager will bash me for that. 19-7, Riverdale, and now they're working on the clock right here in front of us. Tonight's game also brought to you by TOA. For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire Mid-State region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. Also, coming up is the Prentice Orthopedic and Air postgame show after both of these games. We'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, minus the Murfreesboro ships of the game, stats, Jennings and Air's funeral home scoreboard, and more. Story looks like this so far in that first quarter. Alexa Middleton has the first bank three, Ty Petty with two. Shelby Davenport has 6 points. Those are both threes. Olivia Jones with six, Brandy Alley with two, and Olivia Jones has two fouls. She is back in the game to start the second quarter. For Oakland, they're led by Ellen Riggins with five and Shelby Gibson with two. 19-7 our score as we start the second quarter of play. Here comes Emily Eubank across the timeline, picked up by Lewis, a very good defender. Double team, they find Lewis. Now they try to lob it down low to Gibson. Davenport will have none of that and tip it back out of play, but it belongs to Oakland. Eubank to throw it in. Eubank trying to find help, finally does. House runs it down. Right over between the circles over the barns, down low to Eubank. Eubank tries to spin on Lewis, now goes up. No call. Out of bounds, it'll be Oakland's basketball. Underneath their basket. 19-7 the score, Riverdale leading by 12. Here's the lob to Gibson. Gibson gives it back over to Barnes. Now to House. House back to Eubank. The lob to Gibson. Jones anticipating it, picks it off. Long feed down low to Lewis. The layup is good from the right side. Lewis's first basket. 7:14 to go in the first half. Eubank has it for Oakland. Over to Barnes. Swings it across to House. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now stops at the baseline. Gives it back out to Eubank. Trying to get it inside to Oliver. And now immediately throws it away. Turnover number 7 for the Patriots. And it'll be Riverdale's basketball. Lewis to throw it in to Petty. Lead is 14 now for Riverdale. Bounce pass to Davenport. She kind of flips it over to Petty and gets it back. Long lob to Lewis, or Jones, now to Lewis. Gibson on Davenport, and House is picking up Tiffany Lewis. Lewis going to drive, blocked by Gibson. It'll be Riverdale's ball. That was a clean block by Gibson. Penny to throw it in underneath the Riverdale basket. Ellen Riggins getting ready to check back in. Coming out will be House. Here's the inbounds pass. Trying to be made. It's to Jones. Jones with a long jumper. It's no good. Gibson pulls the rebound down. And now a jump ball. Lewis fighting for it. and the ball's going to belong to Riverdale. I'm not sure Jennifer Grandstaff agreed with that call. And we're going to, nonetheless, it'll be Riverdale's basketball. Here's the lob into Jones. Now gives it over to Middleton. Middleton stops, lobs it over Lewis's head. Turnover for Riverdale, only their second. 6:21 to go in the first half. 21-7, Riverdale leads by 14. Oakland with the basketball, going to bring it up. Across the center line, picked up by Lewis, now double team. Over in the corner to Barnes. Barnes didn't look to shoot. Instead, it's knocked away. And a foul going to be called on Alexa Middleton. That's the 15th foul on Riverdale and the first on Middleton. Here's Oliver to Eubank. Emily drives. Goes up. Scoops it up and in. Pretty move by Emily Eubank. She's got two. 21-9 to score, 5:49 to go in the half. Here is Petty getting it inside to Jones. Now back out, tipped by Gibson. Petty hunts it down, though. And now foul on Eubank. And that is Emily's second foul. Plays a little rugged right now. Riverdale will throw it in. Petty tries to bounce it into Middleton. And now an offensive foul on Middleton. And that is her second. It'll be Oakland's ball. They trail 21-9 with 5:33 to go in the half. Girls game to follow. It's Columbia and Blackman coming up. Brian Barrett will have the call on that one. Barnes has it. Brings it over to Eubank. Foul line extended is Riggins. And she scores.
Riggins has seven. Good look from Ellen Riggins. Oakland cuts the lead to 10. And now the Oakland crowd asking for some defense. Petty with a pick. Jumper in and out. Rebound. Riggins has it for a moment. Barnes comes down with it. Throws it away. Barnes gets it back. And now they're going to call a reach-in foul on Riverdale. And that is on Hurd. And that is Hurd's second. None of the fans very happy right now at the moment. And this gym, Johnny Parsley, we're at the Randy King gym, and it is getting rather full at this moment up in the upper deck as well.
That's all right.
And
John, hi, how are you?
Hey, Brian, where you been?
You don't want to know.
Free throw is missed. Here comes Riverdale with the basketball. Glad to be back wherever I was in the Twilight Zone for a while. There's a long jumper, hits the backboard, and it's going to be Oakland's basketball. So Oakland with a chance now to cut the lead to 8. 4:38 to go in the half. All of a sudden, it's just on a clear day. You can hear forever.
What's Murphy's Law, you know?
Yeah. What, did you assess the problem and figure out what it was?
No, I just figured out a way around the situation. So we'll see if that works.
Well, I hope we... Hope you're here over the rest of the games in here. Here's a jumper by Eubank. It's no good. Rebound, Jones. I know people at home thought there were a lot of distractions going on for me. Here's the drive by Lewis, and a foul going to be called. It's Riverdale running up the floor.
Well, what I could hear of it, John, you did a stellar job.
With people flying across me and you wrapping wires around me, it was
handing you microphones and sticking phones to your ear and different things.
I can't remember, but I think I had three different microphones in the last 14 minutes. Here's Lewis' free throw. It's good. And throw's good. Lewis with four. And Riverdale back up by 12, 23-11 with 4:17 to go in the half. tonight. Brian.
Primetime Sports on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at GoPrimetimeSports.com. And always at the game. At the game.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Each year, Toots Restaurants supports the Lady Raiders and the MTSU Blue Raiders basketball programs. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots.
Good food and fun.
And we are back. 24-11 the score as Davenport hits a couple of free throws. Sorry for the technical difficulties tonight, folks. Sometimes it happens. And Ty Penny gets a personal foul here, and I've got her for three. Well, nope. I'm giving it to somebody. It's her. I know it's more than one. Here's Eubank. The free throw is up, and it rolls in and out. Rebound, Davenport. Coming down with it for the Warriors. 3:38 to go in the half. It's not been a high-scoring affair. Very good defensive battle so far. Here's Davenport between the circles. Stops, hesitates. Now dishes off to Jones. She's open for three, and she's got it. Olivia Jones with the first bank three. She's got nine. And a timeout. Jennifer Grandstaff and the Oakland Patriots. We will take 1-2 with the score. Riverdale 27, Oakland 11. You're listening to State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the Intersource pregame show. Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, DirecTV, and more. Coming up, don't forget the Prentice Austin Heating and Air postgame show. Right after this first game tonight, Riverdale leading it 27-11. Here's Gibson inside, got it. Shelby Gibson has four. Riverdale comes across quickly from the corner, in and out. Rebound, Jones lays it up and in. Jones with 11. The voice you do not hear is Brian Baird, who is working on technical stuff tonight. He'll be back, though, I promise, at least by the game, second game tonight.
Now I'm trying to clean up Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew that spilled on your iPad. Riggins with the jumper. Good. Ellen Riggins warming up. She's got 9 points for the Patriots. 29-15, 2:26 to go in the half. Davenport, scoop shot, no good. Jones almost had that rebound. She has been getting in there, doing a good job on the boards. Missed that one. Eubank stops. Big bucket chance here for Oakland. They trail by 14, and they throw it away. Turnover number 8 for the Patriots. And Brandy Alley going to come in, and Olivia Jones coming out for the rest of the half, probably with those two fouls. Probably a good thing if you're a Riverdale fan that she sits for a minute. Davenport gives it over to Petty. 2:06 to go in the half. 29-15 Riverdale. Riverdale, and it loses it out of bounds. It's going to be Oakland's ball. I don't know what happened there. It looked like Shelby may have slipped on something under there. Nonetheless, it'll be Riverdale's ball. That's the third turnover for Riverdale. Oakland with another chance. 1:54 to go in the half. Gives it over between the circles to Riggins. Now right wing over to Barnes. Flips it to Eubank. Long three is no good. Rebound tipped. And the foul going to be on, they're going to say Lewis. And I really thought, no, it is on Oliver over the back. For Caitlin, that's her first. And it's the eighth team foul, so going to the seventh team foul, so going to shoot the 1-1 is Lewis for Riverdale. Our first look at the Columbia girls tonight.
Hopefully our last.
Here's the free throw, missed. Rebound, Riggins. Eubank across the timeline, long pass Oliver. Drives in, put up, no good. Gibson knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale's ball. 29-15. If you just joined us, it's been mostly Riverdale here in this first half. Eight turnovers by the Patriots have hurt. Petty looks to Corey Barrett for the signal and comes across the timeline. Moves up to the front court. Right wing it goes to Lewis. Back over center court to Davenport. Now to Petty. Petty drives, dishes off Lewis. Open for three. No good. This time, scramble for the ball. It's going to be a timeout called by Corey Barrett, which gives us an opportunity to talk about our good friends Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug. Oh, let me do this. You've been under a lot of stress, Brian. I'm going to let you drink a little more dew. Take care of yourself, okay? Blood pressure. The Bob Parks auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught with Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. By the way, I've been off for like 4 days. How's it been going with when I've been gone?
Much better.
A lot of work
than tonight.
I don't. This may be the last broadcast for me, folks. I didn't do anything, I promise.
You didn't break it.
I didn't sabotage it. Well, it's 104 left to go here in the first half. 29-15. Riverdale has a 14-point lead. Kaylin King comes in for the Oakland Patriots. Our first look at her tonight. And the throw in by Riverdale is going to go to Middleton. Alexa has it, bounces it over to Ty Petty. Under a minute to go in the first half. Petty gets a screen, stops, shoots, and they're going to call an illegal pick. And it is on Brandy Alley. So Alley gets her first foul. The 19th foul on Riverdale. Here's Oliver. Driving, goes all the way in, lays it up off the glass, no good. King's got it. Goes up, no good. Middleton comes down with it for Riverdale. Warriors running. Middleton driving, scoops it, puts it up and in. A rainbow shot that goes in for Alexa Middleton. She's got five.
Nobody touched her.
She just went right on in, but what a shot. Here's Eubank, gets a screen from Gibson. Now over the right side to Barnes. Back out to Eubank. Eubank to Gibson, Oliver, and now they say she walked for the Patriots. 15 seconds to go in the half. 3-1-15, Riverdale. Petty brings it across. Oh, driving. They let her go off that pick and layup. Good. Petty with four. There's a long pass down court, and it is no good, the shot. And that's the end of the half, our score. The Riverdale Warriors, 33. The Oakland Patriots, 15. And you're listening to State Farm Fort Play Tournament Basketball on WGNS. We'll be back with stats right after this.
Crown Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the time to add some early color to your flower beds. This is Lester Martin at Martin's Home and Garden. We've got a great selection of pansies and hardy perennials that come back year after year. Plus, now's the perfect time to plant shrubs and trees. Here at Martin's, we have a large selection to choose from. Be sure to check out our selection of seeds and cool season vegetable plants to kickstart your garden.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Quality since 1982.
Little Caesar man, he dances like no one can. Little Caesar man, how low can you go?
How low can we go? Try a large one-topping pizza for the low, low price of $5. That's a large one-topping pizza for just $5. Get dinner at Little Caesar's and you'll never be in limbo again.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesar's Hot and Ready Pizza on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and on Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
The convenience, the price, free daycare, free tanning, and they have everything we need.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
The time is now.
Personal property is going to be auctioned off on Saturday, March the 2nd at 10 a.m. This auction is going to include lots of farm equipment and much more. Some of the equipment includes a 2002 F-350 Power Stroke four-wheel drive Ford truck, a John Deere tractor, and also a Bush Hog. This auction at 725 Railroad Avenue in War Trace, March the 2nd.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul Dinaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to pauldinaburo.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888 888- My Roscoe.
Get frustrated with dealer car care. The alternative trusted by Rutherford Countyans since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
You want a trusted TV service, right? You know, one that has all the best movie channels, sports packages, and local coverage, but not sure who to call in Middle Tennessee? Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. With the ability to bundle together what fits your entertainment needs, Intersource provides TV, internet, phone, home theater, and best of all, local service, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and Ring Central. So call 815-1800 and talk to a real representative. 815-1800. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul Dinaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to pauldinaburo.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Chopalese is just trying to make a little cash. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. An entrepreneur was arrested on felony cocaine charges after being pulled over on the Old Salem Highway. 57-year-old James Howard Malone stopped by Murfreesboro police for running a stop sign, according to an arrest report. That report also stated that he appeared to be a little nervous. During questioning, he asked for a cigarette. The arresting officer quickly grabbed the cigarette box and found eight small, individually wrapped bags of cocaine inside. After the drugs were found, Malone allegedly told police he was just trying to make a little extra money. Police seized the man's cash and his 1997 Cadillac. Malone booked into the Adult Detention Center under a $3,500 bond and charged with felony possession of cocaine. His court date is April 9th. This is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. Dr. Mark Kester has treatment options to get you better faster and keep you better longer. Call 895-1253 for a free consultation. After a recent news story about a searchable database of gun permit holders in New York from a newspaper called the Journal News, the Memphis Commercial Appeal posted a similar searchable database allowing you to research handgun permit holders in Tennessee. State Representative Rick Womack says he doesn't like that idea.
Newspapers are going to have to understand they're going to be under possible lawsuit for creating civil unrest, disobedience, criminal activity. If you have a group of whoever come to your house because you have a carry permit, you know what? Come to my house, I'm going to defend myself and my family, and my family's going to defend themselves because my wife is also a carry permit holder. You're instigating problems by doing that kind of publishing. And I don't care if it's the Tennessean, I don't care if it's a newspaper in New York, that's wrong. And that's an invasion of my personal and private information. That's none of their business.
This is WGNS News.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
I gotta go do what you need. And State Farm's Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty Keene, just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty Keene, 220-2210. Getting ready for the second half start with a 33-15 Riverdale lead over the Oakland Patriots. And the scoring and the stats look like this. Middleton had 5, Petty with 4, Davenport with 8, Jones with 11, Lewis with 4, Alley with 2. For Oakland, it was Riggins with 9, Bank with 2, Gibson with 4. And the stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air Winners Trophy and Game Days Team Sports. About ready to get the second half underway. Hopefully, we will have three of the problems. But, you know, you never know. But we're going to have the starters in the second half. It's going to be Emily Eubank, Sylvia Boyd, Shelby Gibson, Caitlin Oliver, and Ellen Riggins for Oakland. They're doing, I think, the Harlem Shuffle over there, Brian. Something over there. I'm too old for that. Anyway, Riverdale will have Tiffany Lewis, Ty Petty, Olivia Jones, Alexa Middleton and Shelby Davenport here to start the second half.
It's a shake, not a shuffle.
Okay, Harlem Shake, is that what they call it?
Harlem Shake. I'm hip, you're not.
I know, I know that. At least I knew what they were doing, sort of. Eubank has it, and Wheatley is stolen away by Ty Petty. Going to drive all the way in, layup good. And Riverdale marches out to a 20-point lead as we start the second half. We do apologize for technical difficulties tonight. It's the world of digital, you know, Brian, as I always say.
Yeah.
Never can predict the world of digital. Here's Riggins. And the feed inside of Eubank. Just a litter, just a little too far there. The lead is 20 for Riverdale, and they have the basketball. Third quarter of action. Brian Baer will have the second half. He has not disappeared. He's still working on things. He's joining me here for the second half. Maybe.
I think things have, well, yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop that. Right there.
Petty gets a pick from Jones. Jones drives, gets that lane again, and lays it up and in. Just finding a crease and going in and scoring with a layup.
Well, John, I've seen limited of action in this game, but that is one thing that I've seen at least three times tonight, and that's too many for Olivia or for Taisha Petty to have that kind of a lane to the basket.
Here's the feed inside to Riggins. Turn around, floater, no good. Rebound, Davenport. Here comes the Warriors. Davenport streaks across the timeline. Now stops, going to drive all the way in, lays it up and in. They're not picking up on defense at this moment. Davenport with 10. And Jennifer Grandstaff wants to talk about it. And we will also take a timeout and be right back with the score, 39-15. Riverdale leads Oakland.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust and Midas Touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland with the basketball and immediately turn it over here at the 6:19 mark of the third quarter. Turnover number 10 for Oakland.
Well, a lot of turnovers in this game for the Lady Patriots, but that one was unforced, John. I mean, that's the biggest problem that they've had tonight, those unforced turnovers.
You rush against Riverdale. That's part of the problem if you're facing them. There's a long jumper by Davenport, who is really red hot from the first bank three range. Here's Oliver. Drives, now comes back out, finds Barnes. Here's the jumper for Barnes. It's no good. Lewis pulls down the boards.
We also have to look at the fact is they have 5,000-point scorers as well. So, I mean, they can shoot it from anywhere, and their defense is tremendous.
And here's the feed inside. Speaking of that, Middleton, she scores. She has 7. And this one's getting away from Oakland right now. 44-15 the score, Riverdale.
Riverdale on a different level right now, John. I mean, they're just playing excellent basketball.
Getting their hands in on everything, and that's another pass. Here's Lewis going to get the layup and score. Lewis with 6, turnover number 12 for Oakland.
And Coach Corey Barrett's called off the press here already with 5:10 left in the third.
46-15 the score. Here's Oliver looking for some help. Riggins stops, shoots at the foul line. She's fouled as she goes up, and Lewis going to commit the personal. Tiffany Lewis, who has probably played as well in these last three or four games that we've seen her all year, particularly defensively. Here's the free throw by Riggins. It's up and good. Speaking of leaders, there's Ellen Riggins. She has 10. Angela Eubank coming in. Hurd coming in for Riverdale. Davenport and Lewis go out. Brandy Alley also coming in. Riggins from the fans hitting it. Free throw line hits it. She makes both pair, and that's 11 for her, and Petty brings it across for Riverdale. 46-17 is our score. The Warriors in front. You're listening to us live on Wi-Fi, bowl of maybe a little pool of string. here's a long jumper by Hurd's, no good. Rebound, Eubank. Hit that ball. You missed that shot anywhere around that perimeter. Emily Eubanks usually got a rebound coming. And it's stripped from Riggins. This is Petty. Petty going to drive all the way in, lays it up and in. Petty with 10.
John, immediately they want to jump into the press. You know, that's just their M.O. They want to do that, and Coach Barrett has to call them off each time.
13 turnovers for Oakland. Here's Eubank. Scoop shot, missed. Gibson gets hung up in there with Brandy Alley. And the foul going to be on Alley. Well, that was pretty ferocious. They got tangled up with their arms and he took a pretty hurt. And here discussion. Turn on that. I guess they are.
They're going to say that was a
double foul.
Okay, foul on both players.
Right. 48-17, 4:08 to go in the third quarter. It's been all Riverdale. And now discussion with Corey Barrett. And he's trying to, I think, ask why the double foul. And I guess he's satisfied with that answer. Eubank to throw it in for Oakland. Gets it into Oliver and lays it up and in. Nice move, Oliver.
I think the question was, if it was a double foul, why did they get the ball back?
Exactly.
That may be what he was asking.
Good point. Here's Petty. You know, I'm glad you joined us. You added some good commentary there. There's a jumper in the lane, and House going to foul Olivia Jones.
I only work a quarter at a time, John. Fourth quarter's all you.
Well, I've got a whole half. I can take off the second game. There's a free throw. I won't do it to you, buddy. Although I've left you for the last four nights, but not going to tonight.
Well, Phil Dye's been an able body to help out, and we appreciate his help.
Yep. Free throw. Rolls good. Jones from the first, from the hand fans eating air. Free throw line, grabs two there, 50-19. Here's Oliver, going to drive against Alley, misses the shot, tipped away. Hurd comes down with it. Now Emily Eubank going to pick up a foul. Going after that loose ball. And I have three for Emily. 3:42 to go in the third quarter. Don't forget to join us for the second game. And it will be Columbia and Blackman. That should be a humdinger. You got that one, and looking forward to that one.
Columbia 27-3, Blackman 25-3.
Here's Hurd. Going to give over to Petty. Petty drives, stops, shoots. Floats one in the lane. It's intercepted by Gibson. Maybe just a bad shot. Didn't get up there. Angela Eubank brings it across for Oakland. Over to Emily Eubank. Eubank to Riggins from the corner. Jumper. Good. First bank three. Emily Ellen Riggins. And she's had a good night. She has 14. Here's a long feed from Middleton. Throws it away. Had to save it. Goes right into the hands of Oliver. Some nifty dribbling by Caitlin. Goes up to Eubank. Misses the shot. Gets the second one up and in. Eubank with four.
One thing Oakland will not do, and that is give up, John. So Riverdale is going to have to continue to attack the basket.
50-24. There's Alley at the free throw line with the ball. Now gives it back out to Petty. 2:39 and counting off the third quarter clock. Riverdale leads by 16. Here's the jumper. No good. Picked up by Angela Eubank. Make that, I said 16. It's 26. Excuse me.
And they turn the ball right back over, John.
And it's going to be, well, let's see. Alley's going out. Middleton going out. Davenport comes back in. So does Lewis. And at the free throw line, no, go thrown in bounds. You're right, Brian. Will be Ty Petty. Petty gives it to Davenport. A little head fake. Now gives it off to Petty in the corner. She takes a few dribbles. Brings it up. Stops. hesitates, now throws it away. Kind of lost her footing on that one. Turnover number four for Riverdale. Here's Eubank. Emily needs some help. No, she puts it up, misses the shot, going to get her own rebound, and lay it back in. Eubank with six. 50-26. The lead is 24 for Riverdale. Petty taking her time, bringing it across. Now in the front court. Gets a pick from Davenport. Now back out to Jones, left side. She'll take the three. Banks it off the glass. No good. Too strong. Rebound. Lewis coming down with it. And they'll set it all up again with 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Blackman girls warming up right behind us here. Getting ready for their action. Here's a spin in the lane to Jones. To Lewis. Jumper. No good. Rebound. Jones. Puts it up. Just blocked. Goes up again. This time Gibson, I think, is going to get her. And she'll go to the free throw line. Olivia Jones has done a good job on the boards tonight. She has 13. She's tied with Davenport for the team lead. Riggins leads Oakland with 14. In fact, leads all scorers up to this point. Here's the free throw up, and no good. Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air offered the finest products and services all the way since 1966. 893-7930, the number to call. Petty comes out. Jones with the second toss. It is good. She has 14. And a timeout called, and we will take 1-2 with the score. Riverdale 51, Oakland 26. A minute to go in the third.
Hello once again. This is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley Parkway, 721 President's Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210. Here's Emily Eubank for Oakland with a shot, misses it, house goes up. And before she can put it in, she's fouled. So we go to the free throw line. The foul is on Brandy Alley. Brandy Alley plays a lot of hard minutes for Riverdale. Gets in the boards, battles. Free throw missed by House. She'll get another one. Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Second one missed also. Davenport down with a rebound. She and Eubank get tangled up for just a second. Davenport gives it over to Lewis. Lewis bounces it back to Alley. Takes a jumper from about 8 feet. No good. House down with a rebound. House driving. Get dishes off to Eubank. And now they say she walked. Turnover number 14 for Oakland. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Riverdale leads it 51-26. A little token pressure by Oakland. Middleton gives over to Lewis. Back out to Hurd. He'll set it back up. Olivia Jones on the Riverdale bench at this moment. And Middleton has it right in front of the Oakland sign. Working one-on-one with House, and now House going to go in and make the foul. Second foul on Kira House. Will be Riverdale's ball. That's team foul number five on Oakland. Riverdale throw it inside court. Center lane, or the center circle. And here comes Davenport out of it. Behind the back dribble, another one. And she feeds it over to Middleton. Ball's kicked away by Riggins. Out of bounds, it'll be Warriors basketball. Hurd will throw it in. Bounce past Middleton. Long jumper. No good, and right before the quarter. And that is the end of the third quarter with a score. Riverdale 51, Oakland 26. You're listening to State Farm 4 AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS. Stay with us.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
What we offer here at Music World is a chance to get a hold of the instrument and actually put your hands on it and play it. Get a hold of the drum set and hear the drums, hear the different heads, hear the different guitar strings, and hear the different offerings that we give here. Things you cannot do on the internet, things you can't do online, you can't actually hear the instrument. And once again, we will not be undersold. Anything you can find us, bring us an article, or bring us an ad in, and we can match that price any time of the day. We are Music World and Drummers Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And State Farm 4 AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS brought to you by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Winners Trophies, Last Gas's Speed Supply, and Prentice Orthopedic and Air. We start the fourth quarter of play with Riverdale leading at 51-26, and they have the ball. Petty going to drive through that crease again. This time, out goes in. That is a play. Brian mentioned this continually to be there for Riverdale. Shelby Gibson with fixing to check in for Oakland. And Ty Petty at the free throw line. The fans heating and air free throw. First one is up, and it is good. Petty with 11. House coming out, Gibson coming in. And Colombian Blackman girls coming up next. Right after our Ideas Tease Between Games show. Second free throw is good. Petty with 12. 53-26 the score. Eubank brings it across center circle. Dribbles a little back and forth. Now over to Oliver. Oliver stops at the foul line. Back to Eubank. Eubank drives, puts it off the glass. Too strong. Rebound, Jones. Flips it out. Riverdale. There's Petty. Going to spin. Go up. Layup good. Petty with 14. 5-26. To Riggins at the foul line. Backside, right side, Angela Eubank. She'll take the three. No good. Oliver with a big, strong rebound. Goes up. It's short. Tipped again. Tipped. Middleton comes down with it. Now they're going to call an offensive foul on Middleton. They gave an elbow to Kaylin Oliver. That is the third team foul, or make that the fourth team foul, but the third foul on Alexa Middleton. It was a long lob to Gibson. Back to Eubank. Back into Gibson. They get it inside to her. Misses it. Rebound. Jones. Jones dribbles back out. Now to Petty. Petty working on Ansley Eubank. Gets a pick from Davenport. Doesn't take it. Now finds Davenport floating through the lane. Layup good. Davenport with 15. She's the leading scorer for the Warriors tonight so far. Eubank has it, pressured by Petty. Here's Eubank trying to get out of trouble, finds Gibson. She spins in the lane, puts it up off the window. Good. Well, that was a good move. 59-26. Here's Middleton over in the corner to Petty. Drives baseline, goes up, blocked by Gibson. Shelby Gibson with 6 points tonight. Here's Lewis on the inbounds play. Lewis looking. Now stolen away by Eubank. Saves it. Goes down to the floor. It's going to be Oakland's ball on the possession arrow. So Oakland will have it. 6 minutes to go in the game. John Dingens, Brian Barrett here with you. We're not course side, but we've got the best seat in the house, I think. Here's Oliver. Ball almost intercepted. They're going to call a foul on Lewis. Reaching in. Team fifth for Riverdale. And Lewis going to come out. And coming in is Hurd. Oliver off a pick. Going to stop baseline. Gives it inside to Gibson. Puts it up strong. Can't get it to fall. Rebound Gibson. Puts it back. This time she does. And she scores. She has eight. Now, got to stop in the action. Talking to a fan over here behind the Oakland bench. They have ejected him. And he walks off. And it'll be Riverdale's ball. We won't even go there. It's 57-30. Bill Spurlock took care of it. Here's Petty. Oh, good. Inside tonight. Here is Eubank. Between the circles, he goes to the top of the Riggins. Riggins waits for Ansley Eubank, hands it off. Now Eubank gives it back to Emily Eubank. She drives with the left hand, puts it up. No good. Flipped around. Riggins comes up with it to Gibson, and now Jones going to reach in on Gibson. Knocked the ball away, but she also knocked Shelby Gibson. Jones going to pick up a foul.
A reminder, Tom, and the MTSU basketball coaches shows on immediately following our coverage this evening.
That'd be around 9 o'clock.
I'd say
somewhere like that.
Yeah, be Rick Ensel live, followed by Kermit Davis live. Rebroadcast this evening.
Here's the ball almost thrown away. Ansley Eubank gets out of trouble, gives it to Emily Eubank. To Riggins from the top of the key. Bottom! Another basket. First bank style by Ellen Riggins. She's got 17. She's had a great night from that particular area of the court. Speaking of great nights, here's Petty. Inside to Jones. 4:26 on the clock. Middleton. Kind of running that point now. Between the rings. Gives it over to Petty. Petty going to drive, scoop it, finds Jones wide open for the layup. Can't do it much better than that, folks. 61-33. Eubank brings it up slowly. Looks for Ansley Eubank, left side. Petty on her. And a pass to try to get it inside, and a foul going to be called. I think Davenport put. And going to the line will be Shelby Gibson. Hurd coming in. Hurd going out. Sylvia Barnes back in. Let's take a well, let's just, they're going to regroup here, and they're going to take a timeout, I think. And we will take one, too. 61-33, Riverdale leads it over Oakland. We'll be back.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
We've got spring fever at Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin. Let our expert landscape designers make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. It's the perfect time to plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we can fertilize, aerate, and overseed for a greener lawn this summer. From design to installation and maintenance, residential or commercial, Martin's Landscaping can handle it all for you.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Shelby Gibson hits the first one at the Fran Seating and Air free throw line, misses the second. Down with the rebounds, Davenport. Taking it home on this one, 3:39 to go in the game. Riverdale in command, 61-34. Here's a give and go to Davenport, and Davenport lays it off the right block, 63-34. Eubank has it to Riggins. We again apologize for technical problems earlier in this game. Hopefully we've got them straightened out, and you'll be able to hear Brian loud and clear on that Columbia game against Blackman. Coming up right after our Ideas Tease Between Game show. Oliver almost threw it away. Now Riggins had it, and it was tipped by Middleton. And it'll be Oakland's basketball. Loser, no tomorrow, Brian.
Well, John, this semifinal of girls basketball, Blackman and Columbia, that's coming up, Oakland and Riverdale here. Two teams that could very easily be in the state are playing here tonight that aren't going to get to.
Gibson with 11 on a nice move inside. Warmed up in this fourth quarter.
That's just how strong, you know, this girls' district is. And I would be surprised if the state champion did not come from this region.
This very floor. Oh, maybe on this very floor.
Could be on this very floor here. Could be in the next game. Could be a matchup between two of these teams for the state championship.
Taken by Gibson. Free throw is missed. Or make that her first free throw to make the three-point play. Petty has it. Over to Jones. Middleton has it. To the foul line as Petty finds Lewis underneath. And a turnover. 3-second violation. It'll be Brandy Alley coming in for Riverdale. Lewis coming out. 63-36. Emily Eubank. Winner of this one will take on the winner of Columbia. I think that's Wednesday night, isn't it, Brian?
That is right. 7 o'clock. We'll go on the air at 6:45.
Riggins drives, stops, fadeaway jumper, short. Rebound, Davenport. Over to Middleton. Middleton streaks down the floor. Behind the back pass to Jones. Doesn't take the shot. Gives it back out to Petty. Petty to Jones. 2:01. They're going to make Oakland come out and guard them. Jones drives on Oliver. Good defense there by Caitlin. Here's Middleton driving on Barnes. Now brings it back out. They're just running the clock out, Brian. Leading 63-36. The Warriors.
Well, Riverdale going to win their 53rd straight basketball game, John, en route to what they hope is back-to-back state championships. And this is one more notch in that belt. They will play in the region championship game and will play a sub-state game, home or away, on Saturday night. You win that game, you are in the Blue Cross state championships coming up next week.
Middleton for the first Fans Heating and Air free throw. That is also good. Middleton with 8. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction since 1966. 893-7930. Middleton has 9 at 65-36. Here's Eubank. Gives it over to Oliver. Now to Barnes. Jumper's missed. Gibson's down there. Say she stepped on the inbounds line, and turnover Oakland.
You know, John, this Oakland team may very well be as talented or more talented than the team that went to the Final Four. Almost got to the, had a state runner-up as well in there in those couple of years. But you just don't know who you got. You have to play who's in front of you. And it's just been one of those years for Oakland, a great year. And I hope it's not overlooked just by the fact that they got to the semifinals of the region tournament. They very well could have easily anywhere else been in the state championships.
You're exactly right. Middleton running off clock, 55 seconds to go. 15 turnovers for Oakland tonight was the big factor in this game. Kind of put a Riverdale out to a cushion that they never relinquished. Here's Jones. And they're going to call a timeout to get Brandy Alley. Greason in. Conyers. Cantrell. End of the ball game.
Riverdale going to improve to 30-0 now, John, with this win tonight. And Oakland season will end at a 25-6 mark. A stellar season for the Lady Patriots and Jennifer Grandstaff.
And Hurd dribbles on the inbounds line, and it's going to be a turnover for Riverdale. They only have five. 27 seconds to go. 65-36.
If there was ever any doubt that Riverdale wasn't prepared, a slow start the other night against Shelbyville, I think this answers the question.
Here's a layup in the lane by Gibson. It's no good, but Riggins with a fadeaway jumper on the rebound. Gets the basket. A fitting into a great career for Ellen Riggins. She's going to have 19 points. Turnover for Riverdale. Great way to end it. I know she'd want to end it with a win, but good night. She's going to add to it with a layup from the left side. She's got 21. 65-40. And that's going to do it. There's your ball game. The Riverdale Warriors win it by a score of 65-40 in what, Brian, was just really a cushion that they never relinquished. It was a big lead, and they never gave it up and didn't really get close.